Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show presented by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, it feels like Christmas, Tito, but in some ways maybe that's appropriate because are you like that little boy on Christmas morning every opening day?
You know, Hammy, I've tried to explain this to, because everybody asks, you know, the media, that some of the media that's maybe only here maybe for opening day, they ask kind of what the feeling's like. And you try hard to explain it. And it's hard because it you know, I've been doing this so long now, I mean, since 1980, and it's the same feeling every year. Yet when I say that, I don't mean it in a way like, oh, here it comes again. It's so unbelievably awesome, but it's the exact same. And you try to explain how something that good, something that special, something that meaningful can be the same over and over and over again, and yet the feeling never changes, and I hope it never does, because if it does, I'll probably go do something else. But it's an unbelievable feeling, and especially for guys, you know, playing in their first, you know, like even like, you know, Lindor as well as he did last year. This is his first major league, you know. Tyler Naquin, I'm sure his eyes will be a little wider. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's exciting. It only happens once, and they should enjoy it.
How tough is it coming from Arizona, then Texas, and then you come into mid-30s and snow, and you've got to play this game because tomorrow's bad too?
Yeah, you know what, Hammy? Yesterday we had a workout, and I was pleasantly surprised. Everybody took part. Everybody went out in the field, and it really didn't seem that bad. Now, I will say today seems a little frosty. We're not going to hit on the field because, you know, they need to cover it just so they have it ready for the game. You know what? It's going to be cold for both teams. It's not necessarily the best baseball weather. We get it. But it still counts the same. And so we got to fight our way through it. You know, there'll be plenty of time when it's 72 and sunny and, you know, good baseball weather. But we need to find a way to get invested in this game because it counts. But you're right. It is chilly. Everybody knows that.
Well, and you've heard about it ad nauseum. You know, boy, the Indians have to get off to a good start. Well, that's easier said than done, especially when David Price is the guy grabbing the baseball on the other side.
Yeah, you know him, and I don't get too caught up or too worried about that, just because we care so much about every game that, you know, I don't want to downplay it, but I don't want to overplay it either. I think it is kind of what it is. Every game is so meaningful to us, but you know, I also know the first week of the season, everything gets blown out of proportion, whether it's good or bad. So it's our responsibility as a staff to kind of rein it in either way. And we'll do that. And we've talked to our players. Our players have done a really good job this spring of preparing for the season. And now that, you know, the season's starting, yeah, the bell rings and it is different. But I think all that work they did will really help.
How do you feel about your team, especially where you don't have Michael Brantley and Lonnie Chisenhall? Those are two big missing pieces from that outfield.
It is. You know what? You know, I think we feel like our pitching is really solid. You know, you watched our guys go through the last round of the rotation. They all did pretty well. They all look like they're situated to be able to give us what we need. I think our bullpen will be fine. There are some new faces, but guys will, you know, again, I think they're going to be just fine. And that always takes a little while to get into roles and things like that. You know, I hope that that our offense, you know, scores enough runs. I think when we're going good, we're going to be fine. You know, again, losing a couple outfielders doesn't help. Doesn't mean we're not going to score, but it doesn't help anything. I can tell you that.
How ironic is it? We were in Boston last August, and you were there in the hospital with your good friend John Farrell as he started chemotherapy and his battle for cancer, and John makes his return today against you.
You know what? I think it's, I don't know. You know, this game is weird in a lot of ways and kind of touching in a lot of ways. And when the game starts, I guarantee you, he wants to beat our brains out, and we want to do the same thing. But I will be thrilled to be able to shake his hand before the game, look at him, know he's healthy, know he's happy, and I'll be thrilled for him. Then I hope he beat his brains out.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Red Sox. It's the season opener next on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. I guess we have two.